Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with best-selling author Gina Showalter, and her latest is called Unraveled. Hello, Gina.
Hello.
All right, so I'm reading the description of the book, and we're talking about a 16-year-old boy. He's got four human souls living inside of his head. He finds himself at the center of a conflict between supernatural forces, and then I read the word romance.
Yes.
Tell me how this is romantic. How does it all fit?
Well, it's about teenagers who, you know, when you are a teenager, your hormones are going crazy. He falls in love with a vampire princess, and there's another girl who quiets the voices, so... lots of crushing going on.
Do you call this young adult or adult novel?
Young adult, for sure.
But you write both, correct?
Yes, I do.
And why did you choose to make this one young adult?
I wanted to explore the first kiss, the first love, the relationships. I love it. It's fascinating.
And this is part of a series for you?
Yes. This is Unraveled is book two in the series.
Tell me what happened in book one and where we're going in book two.
Book one was the introduction of Aiden and the voices, or the souls that are living in his head, as well as Marianne, who quiets the voices, Victoria, the vampire princess. And it's just kind of, when they meet, there's this, like, supernatural explosion almost that draws all of these creatures into Crossroads, Oklahoma, and it's about the war that's starting up. And Unraveled is the witch's curse, the death curse that was placed on them, so they try to overcome that and break that spell.
Why did you pick the title Unraveled?
Because intertwined, all of the characters came together and they realized how they needed to work together to win the war, and everything starts to break apart in book two.
Now, 16-year-olds, and basically up until we're about the age 21, 22, all the electrical synapses aren't quite connected. We get ourselves in trouble anyway. Tell me about some of the trouble that Aiden gets into, because not only is he a teenager, but he's got all this other stuff going on
in
his head.
Well, he's a human, and he's now supposed to be the vampire king, so he's supposed to attend all of these vampire meetings, and everybody wants a little taste of his blood. So he's always having to lie to leave his ranch, so getting caught, getting in trouble.
The subject of vampires is so popular these days. Were you ahead of the curve, or did you dive in?
I have been writing about vampires for years, so I love them.
How did you come to that?
How did I come to love the vampires?
To love vampires and then to start writing about them.
They're so fascinating. They're the ultimate bad boy. You're just the quintessential alpha male who every woman wants to tame. So, and I'm just fascinated with it and wanted to explore them on my own.
The alpha male, yet... can be playful at the same time, yes?
Yes, yeah.
Tell me about your vampires. What are they like?
The vampires in Intertwined and Unraveled, they're the more beast-like than other vampires that I've written. They actually have like a demon-type essence inside of them that can come out and kill everybody. So they have to be careful. And anybody they bite, they run the risk of enslaving that person, making them a blood slave. So people are food.
People are food.
People are food.
Okay.
And that's why it's really interesting with Aiden and Victoria, because she has that mentality that people are food, and to watch her change, learn about him and soften towards humans is really neat.
With all that's flying about us when it comes to vampires and television, movies, books, etc., do you need to stay away from all the others so they don't influence your writing?
No, because it's inspiring to see what other people are doing, and then that's basically all the ideas anyways are just twisted versions of something else.
You've written quite a few books, haven't you?
Yeah, 30 perhaps.
And how many, and you're very young, how many more are swirling around in your head?
So many I can't even count. I don't think I'll live long enough to write all the ideas.
Where do you get your inspiration?
Everywhere. Something I see or hear will just click. My most popular series, Pandora's Box. I didn't like how one female was blamed for all the world's misery, so I rewrote the legend and blamed men. So,
why not?
Yeah.
Blame us for everything.
I mean, yeah. I wanted to tell the real story.
Once again, Gina Showalter, best-selling author. Her latest is called Unraveled. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.